Hey there, my name is Drake. Recently, I was told by the doctor that I only had 2 weeks to live due to a deadly disease. I started in the final year of high school, and I was also the captain of the school basketball team, in which I played with my best friend, Alex. We had been friends since childhood. Moreover, we hadn't quarreled even once for all the time we knew each other. And I was also secretly in love with Mary, who had always helped me with my studies. We often sat in the library, writing reports, or doing homework together, and so it happened that I fell in love with her. But I never dared to confess that to her in order not to destroy our friendship. Mom and Dad tried to help me get the athletic scholarship, so they had a firm hand over me. My life consisted of diets, daily morning workouts, and a strict day regimen. It infuriated me, but still, I was not too angry with my parents, because they really put a lot of energy into me. For example, my dad had always accompanied me during the morning run, while Mom never missed any of my school competitions and tried to cook only healthy, high-protein food for me. In short, I didn't have the reason to complain about my life because I was quite satisfied almost with everything. I had my own plans for the future. But one day, all my dreams and hopes ripped away. At first, I noticed that my state of health became worse. I started to feel weakness, malaise, and drowsiness. Once I even fainted through the training, even though it was so normal and easy. Mom and Dad took me to the hospital immediately. There I was, going to have some tests and procedures. The next day, the doctor invited me and my parents to the clinic again and said that I had stage 4 cancer and I only had 2 weeks left to live. We were so shocked by the news. At first, we did not believe what we had heard, since it was difficult to accept that I only had several days to live. We hoped that there was a mistake. And then, I thought about my symptoms, which had become sharply apparent, and about feeling unwell. Like my parents, I had to admit that my diagnosis was true. At home, I locked myself in my room, buried my face in the pillow, and cried. I was not ready for such news, but who might be ready to hear anything like this? That was so unfair. I was still young and did not want to die at all. I was feeling really sorry for myself, and so to my parents. 2 weeks? What could I do in only 14 days? When I calmed down a bit, I went down to the living room, where Mom and Dad were waiting for me. Their eyes were wet of tears. My parents also could not calm down and get over it. But they managed to talk and came up with a certain decision. They were ready to fulfill all of my desires, so that I could enjoy these 2 weeks in full. I didn't have too many desires. I just wanted to make a jump with a parachute and celebrate my high school graduation. My parents were ready to fulfill all my dreams, and they lifted all restrictions from me. I could eat whatever I wanted, be out late, and sleep as much as I wanted too. That lightened things up a bit, and I found the strength to call Alex and tell him my sad news. Of course, he was very upset, and he promised not to tell anyone at school about that. However, he broke his promise. The very next day, many of my classmates knew about my illness. I saw a lot of pity and sadness in their eyes. Some of them even began to avoid me. But the coach made me upset most of all. He suspended me from the basketball team for very obvious reasons. And then, Alex took my place. Alex couldn't even mask his joy about this. And then I understood that he had deliberately told to everyone about my illness in order to become the team captain as soon as possible. I really wanted to hit a former friend, but I managed to restrain myself. This day was lousy. I could not talk to anyone, because everyone felt sorry for me and tried to learn more about my illness. Because of that, I couldn't stop thinking, even for a minute, that my life would be about to end soon. It made me sick at heart. And only Mary was ready to listen to me. No questions asked. She sat next to me, holding my hand, listening attentively. I told her about Alex and about the future, which I would never get. Then I realized that I had so little time left before me that I should not continue hiding my love for Mary. I made up my mind and confessed my feelings for her. Mary also confessed that she felt the same way. This moment was the very best and happiest for the whole day. No, it was the happiest moment in my life. I was incredibly happy to know that Mary was in love with me. I was only upset that our happiness would not last long. My cherished dream came true as well. I still made a parachute jump. I had so many positive emotions because of that, and I tried not to think about either the disease or the symptoms that bothered me. I had almost fainted several times a day. Sometimes it was difficult for me to get out of bed because of being weak. But all the negativity faded when I heard that my parents had prepared a grand surprise for me. They organized a school graduation party right in our place. Mom and Dad decorated the yard, called all my friends from school, and hired a DJ. I was so surprised that I did not know what to say. That brought tears to my eyes, because they fulfilled even this desire for me. The evening was amazing. We had fun, sang songs, and I danced with Mary a lot. I didn't want my magical graduation party to end, so as not to return to another depressing thought about death. The next day, the doctor called and asked me to come to the hospital urgently. My parents were at work, so I went there alone. The doctor said that he had my test mix with an 80-year-old patient who had the same name and surname. In fact, I had not cancer, but ordinary anemia. This was the reason for all my symptoms. I was extremely happy to know that my life would not end and I could continue to plan my future. But then, I remembered about diets and strict regimen. I was so sad at this thought that I decided not to tell my mom or dad anything so far. That same evening, Mary called me. She said she couldn't come to me because she needed to go somewhere else. I was a little upset, but Mary promised to spend all day tomorrow with me. Then we said goodbye to each other. Just as I was about to hang up, I heard her voice on the phone again. Apparently, she forgot to turn off the phone. Mary told her sister that she was dating me out of pity, and she was already tired of listening to my whining. The phone fell out of my hands. It was like a cold shower, because I did not expect a second betrayal in just a few days. Mary did not love me. Like everyone else, she just felt sorry for me and found a most terrible way to show it. Being very excited, I ran towards Mary's house. I wanted to speak out to her, but I did not. Instead, I stopped next to the car that belonged to Mary's father. She used this car for driving to school every day. I pulled the keys out of my pocket and scratched the car with them. The alarm stunned me so much that I dropped the keys from my hands. Mary and her family heard the noise and came out from the house. They caught me and called the police immediately. While the police were coming, Mary tried to find out what was happening to me. However, I remained silent, not wanting to talk to her. The police arrived quickly and took me to the police station together with Mary and her parents. They made a statement to the police, but I didn't care. At that moment, I completely forgot that I should not behave so recklessly. My head was filled with other thoughts. A little later, Mom and Dad came. They took me home and promised to pay damages to Mary's family. At home, I told my parents why I did this. They did not approve my behavior, but nevertheless, they said that they took my side. In order to make me feel better, they gave me another gift, a new bike. I hugged Mom and Dad and went on that bike to school, where all my joy disappeared instantly. The principal invited me to his office and informed me that he knew about the incident with Mary's car and the police. In such cases, the principal usually excludes the students, but he made concessions regarding me. He didn't know yet that I had no fatal disease. This helped me a lot. I did not confess anything to him. I really loved this school and did not want to leave it. But the day of surprises was not over yet. When I arrived home, my parents were already waiting for me. They looked very happy. It turned out that the doctor called them in the afternoon and advised them to buy effective pills to improve iron status in my blood. Mom did not understand anything at first, but then the doctor told her that he had mixed up the tests and in fact, I had no cancer at all. And then he added that I had come to the clinic several days ago and was aware about the situation. My parents could not restrain from emotions. They ran to me immediately and hugged me tightly. We all cried of happiness, and then Dad asked why I didn't tell them anything right away. I had to admit, I did not want to return to the strict regime of the day and all kinds of diets. Mom said that from that moment, everything would be different for me. I was not expelled from school. I also returned to the basketball team and became the captain again. But the best of all was that at last my family and I could live without a heavy burden and without sad thoughts of death.